Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
We're going to continue with our newsmaker series now, looking back at some of the big stories that hit the headlines throughout 2025. This evening, we're going to go back to May of this year, when a garment of clothing caused quite the stir. Controversy erupted when an inter-county camogie match between Dublin and Kilkenny wasn't allowed to go ahead because some of the players took to the field wearing shorts and not the traditional skirts. The Camogie Association in the end voted overwhelmingly to allow players to wear either shorts or skirts, but not before a massive public debate. Well, former sports broadcaster and now Fine Gael Senator Evanna Coolan was vocal about this at the time, and she joins me here in studio. You're very welcome to the studio, Evanna.
Thanks very much.
Let's just go way, way back if we can. Who set the rules? Why did they set them the way they did, and when did that all happen?
Oh, well, you see, the thing is, it's so archaic that the rules were in place for a very long time, and they go way back to when camogie was actually played in very, very long skirts, like garments right down to the ankle, and that was to do with modesty way back in the day. So I suppose over the years, the skirt became the skort, and it got shorter and shorter and shorter, and by 2025, it was almost like a kind of a large pair of knickers with a kind of a piece of material over it. And it was quite uncomfortable for players. So they had been campaigning and canvassing for quite a number of years to try and remove the, not to remove like the choice to wear either, but actually to introduce a choice. And to, if somebody wanted to wear a skirt, all was well and good. Like a lot of players came out afterwards and said, you know what, I actually think they're fine. I'm so used to them, I want to keep wearing it. Grand. But the majority of players, like 70 and 80% of them, wanted to wear shorts. So what actually happened was the GPA did a piece of research and it was published the week before this all erupted. And Aisling Mar, the Dublin vice-captain, you know, is on record as saying, you know what, that's kind of, that was almost like the last straw. Here we are again. Players' voice is really clear on what they don't want and what they do want. And we're having to still wear these skirts. And that's when the Dublin and Kilkenny teams decided to show up and see what happened when they wore their shorts.
So bring us through then what did happen at that game.
This is the power of social media, because at the game, at the time of the match, nobody was really aware that this was happening, because again, camogie suffers to get coverage. But what happened was Dublin and Kilkenny had agreed between the two of them that they would come to the game and that they would wear their shorts. They warmed up in their shorts. They did their usual pre-match routine. They got into position on the field of play and they went to meet the referee, the two captains in the centre of the field, at which point the referee said, you know what, you've got to wear your skorts or this game will not go ahead.
Because they wear the rules. The rules were pretty explicit,
and
weren't they?
In fairness to the referee, he had to enforce the rules. I mean, it was a competitive fixture. It had to go ahead as according to the rules. So he gave them 15 minutes and he said, if you change into your skirts, we can play this game, but if you don't, we can't. So they did change, but they had taken a stance at that point.
Well, let's just listen to Kilkenny cornerback Michelle Tehan. She explained what happened on the pitch and why both teams took the stand that they did.
So we appeared in the shorts. Now, we kind of knew the rule book. The rule book says that if a player arrives in, or plays in shorts, that they get a yellow card. And if they don't finish in a skirt, they'll get another yellow card. So that's essentially a red. So we kind of had in our heads too that to bring skirts just in case that sort of thing was going to happen. But yes, we arrived in our shorts, and then the two captains went in for a throw, and the ref just warned them there's a 15-minute warning to change or the game will be abandoned. Now, we had agreed with Dublin that neither of us wanted to abandon the game, because at the end of the day, we're players. We give up our whole lives to play this. So we're not going to give up a Leinster title, but we were hoping to get some attention that this needs to change.
Okay, so then suddenly there is the clips on social media, and then it gets real, real attention, because there was something, I think, about seeing the players come out in their shorts and then seeing them having to go back and change and get back into the skirts, that just made it really visual for people. And you could see how unfair, I suppose, it was that these were the players, And the players should have had the choice. It should have been something that the players had a say in. So what happened after that?
Again, I'm going to go back to social media, because whatever about traditional media, a lot of people are, you know, taking their news from the online world, and it started to appear on Instagram and TikTok and various places. And that's where I saw it. I was at home. It was evening time and I saw it. And as a former sports journalist, I kind of saw red. I couldn't believe we were still there and that this was still happening. I went on stories and said something about what had happened, as did many, many, many people. And the players were asked about it. They defended their decision to really take the stand. They obviously went ahead and played the game. But what ended up happening overnight and into the Sunday, which was the next day, the media just took it and ran with it. And I've never seen Camogie get so much coverage. And part of me was, you know, and part of, I know from speaking to players, they were delighted it was getting the coverage, but we were back to women's sport getting coverage for all the wrong reasons. We were talking about Scorts, and I was so sick of talking about Scorts, and I know the players were as well. They really just wanted to play Camogie and get back to training and focusing on preparing for matches. But it was another couple of weeks before they were able to actually do that, because as we saw, the Munster final ended up getting cancelled, not postponed. That never got played. So there was a lot.
And that was the game between Cork and Waterford, and the players just said, we're not playing unless we can wear our skirts, unless this issue is dealt with, unless the Camogie Association calls Congress and decides on this.
You see, the Camogie Association, again, we're back to the rule book. You have to play within the rules, and the Camogie Association had decided to suspend a decision on this for another couple of years. And, you know, it wasn't due to come before Congress again for another couple of years. And that just felt like an awful long time, given the GPA had brought out this report, which stated that players did not want to wear them. So, there were calls for a derogation from the rule. There were calls for special Congress. But it was another couple of weeks before the Camogie Association actually felt, I suppose, pressured into having that special Congress, and did eventually vote overwhelmingly in favour of introducing a choice. But by that stage, Kilkenny had tried once again to wear shorts and couldn't for their Leinster final. They played that Leinster final because they needed game time, and we saw that later in the season. They did actually need that game time, and they didn't have a great season. Cork and Waterford ended up forfeiting the game because they were told they could not wear shorts. Now, I actually think Waterford had a bigger decision to make there. Cork were the All-Ireland champions. Like, they were just the best team in Ireland. They didn't necessarily need the game time. Waterford did, and they gave up the chance of winning silverware as well. And obviously, you know, practice matches ahead of, you know, major All-Ireland championships. So that Munster final never happened, which is, you know, one of the sad parts of the whole story.
But it reminds you, I suppose, just how important this issue was for them. And obviously the players felt, this is our time now. This is our opportunity. And if we don't take a stand now, who knows when we're going to get this media coverage? Who knows when we're going to get this momentum again? From your perspective, Ivan, somebody who's covering sports for such a long time, what do you think was the core issue driving the debate around this issue? Because there was a debate between those who said, look, this is archaic, and those who said, no, this is just tradition.
First of all, I think there was an awful lot of, like, I do think it's good that there was so much coverage, but I do think there was a little bit of bandwagoning going on as well, and people kind of weighing in without having the full facts. You can't just change a rule overnight. We had to find a mechanism whereby that rule could actually be changed by the letter of the law. The Camogie Association had already voted against discussing this for a couple of years more. So they had to find a mechanism, and it was about finding that way forward and not actually just shouting about, you know, equality and feminism and all of those important debates. But actually, this was about a rule book that had to be changed.
Because people wanted it sort of changed overnight.
Yeah, which is just not realistic. And there were too many people calling for things like that were just not possible. And it was just adding to the noise, and it did not help the players. In the end, Brian Molloy called on his delegates to actually really sit down and think about giving the players their voice. And in fairness, the Camogie Association voted overwhelmingly to change the rule.
And he was the president of the Camogie Association, and he had said in interviews, look, if I had a choice, I would give the players a choice, but it's not my decision. It wasn't the president's decision.
No, it wasn't his decision. And, you know, there were people on Orcolia that would have had to, you know, take those votes. And that's just the way governance works. You can't just ignore governance when you don't agree with something. So that's the way it happened. But what I will say is the players really felt vindicated, and they felt like it was worth the distraction, it was worth the stress, the anxiety. There were sleepless nights in and around this time for some of those key players who had a voice, the likes of, you know, Niamh Gannon and Aisling Maher, Katie Power, the women that came out and actually These women are working full time and they're training part time and they're playing intercounty. They are role models for the younger people in their clubs and their counties, and they had to be distracted by this. But they were, and they put it to bed and they feel like they've left the game in a better place, which is a win.
And what do you think drove them? Was it just about body image? Was it about comfort? Was it about feeling respected?
I think it was about choice. Their bodies, their sport, their choice. They're all on record as saying, I don't understand why somebody else decides what I wear when I play the sport I love. So it was about choice. That's really as simple as it was. And again, it wasn't about banning the skort. It wasn't about banning tradition. It was about giving the choice between a skort and a pair of shorts, which when you say it out loud, sounds.
I know. All right, we'll leave it there, Yvonne Nicol, and thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, miss.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.